relative pronoun or relative adverb, which introduce a relative clause which follows its head. That's the clause called the head noun. And this is the only kind that we find in Old Georgian. Modern Georgian, on the other hand, has a wide variety of relative clause types. In 1979, one Maxwell wrote an article published in Language on typologies of relative clauses, and he distinguished approximately six types, including subtypes. Georgian exemplifies all six, and modern Georgian, that is. It seems to me that that's unusual. I may be mistaken in that, but many languages have two or three types, but Georgian really attests all of the types, if we take together modern Georgian and middle Georgian. So what I want to look at is how this single type that we find in Old Georgian developed into the multitude of types that we find in modern Georgian. We might also ask why. I can't even begin to provide an answer to that question, so I'm just going to look at how some of this came about. I will be following Maxwell's typology, not because it's necessarily better than others, but because he distinguishes more types than others. For example, more types than Keenan and Tomlin, and more types than Gibbon. Both of those people have also provided typologies of relative clauses, but Maxwell distinguishes more, and that's useful for me. I'm going to call it his terminology that he introduced in a later paper, in the 1982 paper. I'll go through what the terminology is when I come to that. But first, let's look at number one on the handout, which is an example of what we find in Old Georgian. The example, da aha, gazi erti, romelsa zaferis herkwa zeti. Here, the head noun, some people use different terms for it, but what I'm going to call the case of the head noun is typically, but not always, I'll come back to the exception, but it's typically determined by the syntax of its own clause, as one might expect, but there are of course exceptions in many languages. In Georgian, there are a number of relative pronouns. I'm only going to use examples with romeli and its variants here. You can see in number two some of the variants that are found in Old Georgian, but I'll come back to those in a moment. Let's look now further down on page one on the handout at all of the types that we find in modern Georgian, and filling in the gaps that modern Georgian types that are found just in middle Georgian. In modern Georgian, we find the same type as in Old Georgian, that is, that type is retained. It's almost always used in the literary language, that is, it's a very literary construction. I'll be calling that, by the way, a post-nominal relative pronoun strategy. Post-nominal refers to the position of the relative clause relative to its head, the relative pronoun. Okay, so one of the types that we find in modern Georgian and not in Old Georgian is in number six on the handout, the post-nominal gap type. Here, post-nominal refers to the position of the relative clause, not to the position of the gap. By gap, I mean, Maxwell first called this post-nominal deletion type, but I'm going to use his later terminology, gap. Depending on one's analysis, one might say that the co-referential noun in the embedded clause has been deleted or has been omitted, or however you wish to look at it, there is a gap. Nothing occurs where the co-referential noun might be expected from the lower clause, or would be if it were an independent clause. The clause does have a conjunction, wrong. Actually, all of the innovative types use this same conjunction, wrong, and I will come back to where it came from. As you can see, in number six, Rome is second in the clause, and this is typical. It doesn't have to always be in exactly that position, but it's very typical. This example, by the way, is from Clause. You may recognize it. find in modern Georgian and not in old Georgian is the postnominal anaphoric pronoun strategy. Again, postnominal because the relative clause follows the head. Here the head is dasapevi, king, and the relative clause follows it. Anaphoric pronoun because we're using an anaphoric pronoun to, if you will, substitute for the co-referential noun in the lower clause, in the relative clause. So we find here, in this particular instance, imi. Now this type is somewhat limited in the sense that it is not used to relativize subject and direct object. It's occasionally used for indirect objects, but it's most often used for nouns in oblique cases. For example, the instrumental as here. Yeah. When I say to relativize, I mean that the co-referential noun in the relative form cannot be, in this line of strategy, cannot be subject or direct object. Okay, a third, excuse me, innovative type is illustrated in number 8 on here, where we have a pre-nominal gap. So the relative clause precedes the head noun. So here we have, this example is from Chinkalis. I'm not the first to notice that he punctuated it incorrectly. The relative clause is actually Shingan Romidihed. Ro is the same thing as Rom. Rom is literary. The monk is dropped in conversation most of the time, and in many dialects, they are essentially equivalent. They certainly occur. They have the same privileges of occurring. Shindan Romidihev, that's the relative clause. The head noun, im tuli, in the rest of the clause, may gadadib divo. Okay, so we have the relative clause, which I've received from you, preceding its head. And we don't find the co-referential noun, that is money, in the relative clause. So here we have a gap again. Here the clause is preceding the head. Okay, now, Maxwell's final type has three subtypes, and these are exemplified in numbers 9, 10, and 11 on the handout. First of all, from modern Georgian, we have number 9, the type in general is called the non-reduced strategy. That is, the relative clause is maintained intact, or that's one way of viewing it. It could stand as an independent clause. The relative clause itself is not reduced. What happens in the main clause is what gives us three subtypes. Number 9 is also from both. The sentence, I want to see the collective farm, that is in Betania. But Betania occurs, collective farm occurs in the relative clause. So the relative clause is Betania shi rom olmeonova. That's the relative clause. The head is represented here by the pronoun he. Okay, so here we have the relative pronoun. The relative clause, excuse me, not reduced at all. The head noun, in this particular instance, is represented by what I'm calling a cross-referencing pronoun. The non-reduced type, apparently universally, precedes its head. You can see the head is represented at all. Elton is not. Now, in middle Georgian, that exhausts the number that we find in modern Georgian, as far as I'm aware. But in middle Georgian, we find at least a couple of examples of additional types. Number 10 is from Vesli Altani. It's quoted in Mercedes Reader. It is what I'll call, or what Maxwell has called, non-reduced relative clause, but this time without the cross-referencing pronoun. And this has, as I said, found in middle Georgian. Here, the relative clause is, which I have heard from you, Megrom Svingan Movisimin Alovani. Then we don't have the head represented at all. The main clause may be at that. Okay, and our final type also school admission took hold of on August.
Yes.
For a time when it was 12:30 before the handout there. The name was extremely rare. And I want to go down and look at number 15, and also first of all talk about the form of the relative pronoun in Old Georgian. We have, if you can actually look back on page 1 of the handout, in number 2 there, we have forms of the relative pronoun. Now, others, as Hedishridi and Zinziguri, at least, have noted that what we find in modern Georgian, rom or ro, comes from Old Georgian romel or romeli. It itself occurs in these forms that we find in number 2. In Middle Georgian, you can see romel reduced to rome. So romel loses its final L first, and that is affected. Rome is affected in Middle Georgian. Then the E is lost, and in modern Georgian literary Georgian, you find rome, and now that the M is turned into rome, it is not. It is on. And we find rome. But rome comes from the relative pronoun, rome. Now, in Old Georgian, we have in number 2, beginning on the right-hand side, you see a particle sa. It's a relativizing particle. In modern Georgian, that's a great word, but it's just a particle. It's just tack on. We don't have to worry about it. In the middle column, you see e. That comes from the demonstrative pronoun or the determiner, or it fulfills several different roles. And when it's tacked onto the relative pronoun, it really is a particle too, because it doesn't change for a day. I've got an example here that shows that it doesn't change for a day. That is number 4. But it isn't really important to go through that. Take my word for it. It doesn't change for the day, although Romel does. Romel declines, but even though it declines when it's a pronoun, it doesn't decline when it's attached to the relative pronoun. So we really have to consider it a particle too. The E. Rome, coming from Rome, being used as a particle. This would be the origin of the postnominal gap strategy that we find in Middle Georgian. I'm sorry, I forgot to summarize which ones we find in Middle Georgian as opposed to Modern Georgian. In Middle Georgian, we have the relative pronoun strategy, which we found also in Old Georgian. We have the postnominal gap strategy. It's quite common. And occasionally, we have the non-renewed strategy, which is exemplified in feminine. So I want to suggest that the innovating postnominal gap strategy, which is found in Middle Georgian, originated through a reinterpretation of Romil in structures such as this one, as not being a nominative case form, but as being an undeclined form, and thus as a particle or a conjunction. That's what I believe to be the origin of the postnominal gap form. Now, if we can turn to the origin of the non-reduced strategy, this is always prenominal, apparently universal. Go ahead, I haven't used that term. But the non-reduced strategy that we find in Middle Georgian has a cross-referencing pronoun or a cross-referencing noun. These are illustrated in numbers. If you turn now to number 18 on page 3 of the handout, you see the aggressive case contraction. This is something that we find in Old Georgian. It's not rare, but it's not perhaps it certainly isn't the most common situation. The most common situation has the case of a head noun determined by the syntax of its clause, the case of the relative pronoun determined by the syntax of its clause. This is true Old Georgian, it's also true Modern Georgian. In Old Georgian, we occasionally find those regressive case inflections, as we do in New Zealand with Latin, Greek, Old Georgian. In this construction, illustrated in number 18 on the handout, we have the case of the head noun copying, if you will, the case of the co-referential noun in the relative clause. So in this example, we have the relative clause, which I say to you, where which is dated as determined by the syntax of the noun clause. That is, that's entirely normal. This is the normal usage for Old Georgian, that which is told should be in the dative case. So the case of Romil Sa is determined by its clause. The case of Sisquat Sa is determined by the relative pronoun. It is attracted, if you will, to the case of the relative pronoun. It mimics it, it copies it. Now, what I want to suggest is the origin of the prenominal non-reduction strategy is a reanalysis by regraphism. And I've tried to illustrate this perhaps awkwardly in numbers 19 through 22. If we look at 19 as the real example, that is an assessment number, we have already the head noun. All. The relative called Romeri people, which request or who request. And then the rest of the main clause. Here again we have an instance of regressive case expression. I want to suggest that originally we have the bracketing in number 20. Sorry, this is not just my suggestion. Anyone who agrees with that, we have the bracketing in number 20, where the relative clause is which and. What I want to suggest is that we have reanalysis.
undergoes its phonetic reduction, which is attested in modern behavior on middle words. So we're left with something like Kobeli Rom Ipo Yibi, where the what was the relative, sorry, it still is the relative clause. What was the head is now part of the relative clause. And we have the non-reduction strategy. One advantage of this explanation of how this strategy came about is that it accounts for the second position of Rom. We saw in some of the earlier examples that the typical position for Rom is second. I didn't elaborate on that. It's actually something of a problem. Dizzy Guru has stated that Rom in modern Georgian can occur first in its clause. In my own field work, my informant, unfortunately I tested this matter with only a single informant, but she rejected consistently any clause beginning with Rom and accepted them only if they were in second position or anywhere down the clause up to the verb. That is, according to her, Rom occurred most naturally in second position, but it could migrate further down the clause, but not go past the verb, wherever the verb occurs. But according to who I do not doubt, and in fact there are examples from literature where Rom occurs first in this clause, perhaps what's happening is, for some speakers, this is an innovation. Perhaps it can no longer occur first in clause. In any case, its most typical position is second in clause, and my hypothesis would account for this position of Rom, since in old verbs, the relative pronoun strategy always followed the head noun, and Romeli was always first in its clause, that made it always second once the head noun was incorporated into the clause. Now, I won't go through number 23 because I'm out of time. But it is an example which would illustrate how the non-reduction strategy with a cross-referencing pronoun might work.
You get